Jeremy Lyle Brown learns How to Make Your Own Dinosaur Diorama by Neil Brown. Jeremy came home from school today with a special project to work on. Hey, Mom, I'm home. So happy to see you, Jeremy. How was school today? Mom asked. Great, Jeremy said. Want to know what we have to do? What is that, Jeremy? Mom answered. We have to make a really cool dinosaur diorama and have it ready by next week to show the class. Jeremy, did you say you have to make a diorama? His sister said while laughing. Mom, can you tell her to stop? Tell us what a diorama is, Jeremy, Mom asked. Yo, Mom, a diorama is a scene you create in a box. It looks like the exhibits we see at a museum. So, I get to make my own mini dinosaur museum. Your bedroom should be on exhibit in the museum as the messiest bedroom in the world. Jeremy said, I wonder what I'm going to make it on. I don't want it to look like everybody else's. I think I want to make mine look something like those cool dinosaur eggs we saw at the museum. Sounds boring to me, Jeremy's sister said. Why don't you just put your toy dinosaurs in a box and show your class? Because that's what everyone else is going to do. I want mine to be different. Good thinking, Jeremy. Do you need a shoebox for your diorama? Mom asked. Mom, I need a real box. Dinosaur eggs were big. Okay, Jeremy. Go look in the garage and see if you can find a bigger box yourself. So off Jeremy went to gather his supplies. Jeremy found a big box, almost 20 inches wide and 18 inches tall. He also gathered a bunch of materials, like scissors, colored paper, markers, and glue. But he was missing the most important part. Jeremy needed pictures of dinosaurs and dinosaur eggs and egg nests. So Jeremy turned on the computer and logged onto the internet to find pictures of dinosaurs and dinosaur eggs. Wow, there's lots of cool stuff here. I didn't know there were so many different sizes and shapes of dinosaur eggs. Can I see what you're doing? Jeremy's sister said while walking into their living room. Yeah. Hey, you want to see something? Okay, his sister answered. I think I found a dinosaur egg that looks just like your head. Look, it's right here. I'm going to call you Egghead from now on. Mom, Jeremy's teasing me again. That's enough. Let Jeremy do his homework, please. Hey, here's a good one to start with. I'm going to print this picture of a Segnosaur dinosaur egg nest. These eggs are just a little bit bigger than chicken eggs we eat. And this is a cool-looking dinosaur egg nest. It has 23 in this nest. Just then, Dad walked in from work, said hello to everyone, and walked over to Jeremy to see what he was working on. Hi, Jeremy. Looks like you're quite busy here. What are you working on? Dad, I'm working on making a dinosaur diorama for class. I'm going to make it on big dinosaur eggs. Hey, remember the other day when I stole your eggs at breakfast and you got mad at me?
Yes, I remember.
Do you remember what kind of dinosaur I said I was?
Let me think here for a moment. Nope. I can't say I remember, Dad said.
Dad, I was an oviraptor, an egg robber. Look how cool these egg raptor eggs looked.
Yes, Henry, they are interesting, aren't they? I wonder how many of these you would need to make an omelet. Boy, oh boy, am I hungry.
Jeremy kept searching and found another cool-looking dinosaur egg. It was called a hadrosaur egg.
Hadrosaurs were plant-eating dinosaurs. This one looked like a giant cupcake.
Whoa! Here is what a nest of cupcakes, hadrosaur dinosaur eggs, looked like. Aren't these cool?
Wow, Mom, check this out. There once was a dinosaur called a tarbosaur, sort of like the T-Rex, and its eggs were 18 inches long. And look how small a chicken egg was compared to this dinosaur egg.
Whoa, these eggs were big.
Dinner will be ready in 5 minutes. Everyone go wash their hands, please, Mom said.
What are we having? Jeremy asked.
Mom said, I decided to make breakfast for dinner, so we're having eggs. How do you want yours, scrambled or fried?
I want a dinosaur egg scrambled, please, Jeremy said.
Wahoo! Breakfast for dinner. I love this idea, Mom, Jeremy said.
Well, Jeremy, you gave me the idea with the project you were working on.
Hey, you know what? Henry asked. There was a dinosaur called a Mayasaura. Its name meant good mother lizard. Sort of like you, Mom, but you're not a lizard. I think we should call you the good Mommyasaura.
Hey, is that how we are born? Did Mommy lay eggs and then Henry and I came out?
His little sister asked. Jeremy's mom and dad were chuckling.
No, Henry said. I think you came from a lab where they mixed apple juice, frogs, spiders, eyeballs, and earwax together, shook it up, and you came out.
Wah!
Henry's sister started crying.
Jeremy's teasing me again.
Okay, enough, Dad said.
I'm finished. Thanks for dinner. May I be excused?
Jeremy said while running back to the computer. Go ahead, Jeremy, Mom said. We know how much this project means to you. Henry was back at the computer printing up some more great dinosaur egg pictures.
Wow! I found some fossilized dinosaur eggs with a baby skeleton and another that has a baby dinosaur in it. I'm going to include these in my diorama.
Jeremy now found a lot of great pictures to put into his diorama. It was time to start building.
Okay, here's my box, pictures, crayons, scissors, glue, everything.
Jeremy started cutting out all the pictures he found on the internet and arranged them in groups.
Okay, I'm going to start by putting the giant tarbosaur eggs in a semicircle in the back of the box. Those dinosaurs actually laid their eggs this way, but in a full circle.
Next, I'm going to line the back of the inside of the box with the hadrosaur egg nest and put one large one on the left side.
Now, I'll put the Mayasaura with the hatching dinosaur egg nest to the front.
Looking pretty good, I think.
Let's add some scenery to the top of the diorama so it looks cool.
And I'm going to paste the dinosaur eggs with the skeleton and the baby on the sides of the box.
Wow! I'll finish up by putting the raptor eggs on the left side of the box and the stegosaur eggs on the right side of the box. Now for the toy dinos on top for fun.
Looks like I may need some plant pictures to finish this off. I'll add some to the front and then show Mom and Dad.
Hey, Mom, Dad, come look. I'm finished.
Wow, both Mom and Dad said. You really did do a magnificent job, Mom added.
That is really good, Jeremy, his sister said.
See what you can do when you are truly interested in a subject, Dad said.
I can't wait to bring this to the class to show everyone next week, Jeremy said.
Wait a minute. I have another idea, Jeremy said.
I'm going to add dinosaur claws to my diorama, sort of like the Oviraptor, the egg robber. Now, I have a cool diorama.
I wonder what it would be like to have dinosaur claws, Jeremy wondered.